This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. Colorado won't be changing the rules for residential growth and development, at least not this year. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on the demise of the land use bill.
What began with Governor Jared Polis's sweeping proposal to allow condos and duplexes across dozens of cities ended with nothing. The legislature failed to pass Polis's land use bill in any form. It faced intense opposition from local governments and in suburban districts especially. The Senate and House passed two very different versions, but the Senate ultimately decided to let the bill die rather than try to come up with a compromise that could pass. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
President Biden is sending 1,500 active military members to the Mexican border in support of the Department of Homeland Security. CPR's Paolo Schalzo reports.
Personnel from the U.S. Army, the Marines, and the Air Force will mostly help with things like data management and camera monitoring. They will not be allowed to directly participate in law enforcement activities and other duties that have direct contact with migrants. The deployment comes as Title 42 is due to expire. The policy, imposed at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, allowed the federal government to deport migrants who requested asylum after crossing the border illegally. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
On Monday, Denver City Council approved new controversial parking restrictions for so-called junker cars and large trucks. Supporters of the bill say it aims to get abandoned and illegally parked trucks and cars off the streets. However, opponents warn it will target people experiencing poverty and living in their cars. The bill passed 11-1. This is CPR News. It's 3:06.